Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Yesterday, we explored two facts about the mystery of God and what makes Him so mysterious. I shared how that first, God is invisible to the human eye. We can see the effects of God, but we don't see God Himself. I shared scripture with you expounding upon the invisible nature of God. Secondly, we also shared that God is unsearchable. His ways and His works are past understanding. This is why Scripture declares and tells us not to lean on our own understanding. Instead, we are to lean into and on God Himself, for He is our understanding. Actually, when you think about this great attribute of God, understanding, it takes a lot of pressure off of us. We don't have to understand everything, beloved. God does, and He will reveal to us that which is necessary for us at the right time that God wants it revealed. A great old preacher closed his prayer one time with this prayer, and O Lord, support us. Yes, support us on every leaning side. Do you, beloved, have any leaning sides today? Remember that Christ, God in the flesh, and by His Holy Spirit, walks alongside of you today, and you can, when your weakness, you can lean on His side, and you don't have to lean on your weaknesses, but you can lean your whole being onto God Himself. God is not only invisible and unsearchable, but His deity is also veiled from us. This is a great mystery. God is spoken of many times as hiding Himself. In Job 23, He says, when He is at work in the north, I do not see Him. When He turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of Him. God has a way of hiding Himself from His creation. We sometimes, I'm sure, feel like the psalmist when he said, why, O Lord, do You stand far off? And why do You hide Yourself in times of trouble? How long, O Lord, will You forget me forever? How long will You hide Your face from me? How long, O Lord, will You hide Yourself forever? Do you ever feel like these prayers and cries of the psalmist when you say, how long, O God? It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. I truly believe that God delights in the mysteries He has created all around us, including Himself. It causes us, if you will, this great mysteriousness of God, to go after Him even more, to find Him, to discover Him. It's almost as if God is playing hide-and-seek with us, like a father playing with his children. He delights in hiding Himself because it causes us to go after Him and to seek Him with our whole heart. Fact number four, God withholds knowledge from man. This is a great mystery of God. He imparts only so much knowledge and allows man to know only so much. In fact, in the beginning, God sought to withhold the knowledge of good and evil from us because He knew that once we knew about evil, it would be perilous to us. And it has. Just look around us, beloved. Because of that original sin of disobedience, of partaking of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, evil abounds at times, and we were created to never, ever know evil. How can we trust our Heavenly Father in His great wonders and mysterious ways? He knows exactly what we need and when we need it and why we need it, because He's God. We are not. He withholds knowledge many times to give us gradual revelation, which is His divine plan. I'm sure in our physical nature that if God began to reveal all of His knowledge and all of Himself to us all at once, we couldn't handle it. It's like His love. There's been times that I have been so overwhelmed with the goodness and the mercy of God and His love for me and His grace, that it's like, oh God, I You know, I can't fathom it. It's such a great mystery. But I know that God, in His wisdom, reveals to us what He wants us to know. In Ephesians, Paul says that there are things which was not made known to men in other generations as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets, because there is a time for God to reveal Himself and His mysteries to us. It is always His time and His choice of revelation. But there is one thing, beloved, that we can be sure of concerning the wonderful mystery of God. And it is found in Scripture where it says, "Now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." What a wonderful admonition and what a wonderful blessing to know that we are, number one, the children of God, and that is no mystery. God wants us and tells us that we are His children. He has not kept that part of Himself from us, that we are His children and He is our Father. And again, it says, what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Yes, there are mysterious ways about God. His ways are unsearchable. He is invisible. His deity is veiled from us. The three in one, the Holy Spirit and Christ. And in fact, it says Christ, you know, in us is even a great mystery. And there are many mysterious things about God in Scripture. But we do know that He loves us and that He imparts a measure of faith for us to believe in Him. Believe in Him today, dearly beloved, and leave the mysterious ways to Him, and He will surprise you with those mysterious ways.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.